The following program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics & Associates, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors. Financial Dynamics & Associates, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Isaac Wright should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investment may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Isaac Wright is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
Welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright and the team at Financial Dynamics & Associates. As you approach retirement, you'll face numerous decisions that will impact your financial future. On today's show, we'll set you up to make wise financial decisions. The Retire Right Show starts now.
Welcome to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright, your chartered financial consultant, the president, in fact, of Financial Dynamics and Associates, wherever you are today in the greater Richmond area. Thank you so much for being with us. My name is Ron Stutz. I get a chance to hang out with Isaac for a while here. And Isaac, first of all, it's good to be back with you.
Mr. Stutz, I tell you, for 2021, I know it's been a little bit of a hectic start to the year, but I think today we're going to really focus in on some areas that we're bringing some good value to for families and for people that are trying to get their financial ducks in a row. But good to be on today.
Yeah, a lot of good things to talk about today, and I think our listeners will get a lot of good information from this. Let me give you Isaac Wright's number, first of all, 804-777-9999. Once again, that number is 804-777-9999. You can also visit WrightMoneyTips.com. And when you go there, you can subscribe to Isaac Wright's podcast. A lot of good information there as well. Well, let's talk about some areas of financial planning that people need to be concerned about, especially this time of the year. Areas where an advisor can help. And starting today with the quote of the week, which I think is really kind of interesting from Chris Brogan. Isaac, Chris Brogan said, "The goal isn't more money. The goal is living life on your own terms." Now, that makes perfect sense to me. Explain that to us, if you would. Break it down.
I think it's just a good reminder for everybody. I think most people in their day-to-day activities, especially how we've had disruptions here for the last year, basically, realize that the importance of being able to go and do and have a routine that you can depend on can be very much, if not even more important than your bank balance. But, you know, obviously you got to be able to have a situation where you're saving money, maybe establishing some flexibility towards how much free time you have and moving towards the goal of what Chris is saying here is living life on your terms. And that does take money. So, you know, I think a combination of those two type of mentalities, I will say overwhelmingly, most people now are starting to feel, especially with the market and the, let's call it the economy in general, that, you know, we're going to be hopefully moving in a better direction here overall, just trying to figure out, all right, well, what does this all mean? What am I going to do as I can get back into doing activities that have been taken away or severely limited? So I think people are going to place a newfound value and respect on having some of those freedoms back.
Here at the beginning of the year, a good time to lean on some more quotes here, and I got a good one for you from Mark Twain, who said a lot of important things over the years, but often with a humorous bent. And this particular quote that I have here is, "How unfortunate a thing it is for a man to have wealth and for him to make a god of it instead of a servant." Gosh, that sounds really serious, doesn't it?
Well, that's a good 1-2 punch for quotes here at the top of the show. Really what it comes down to, and for a lot of people that we do serve and the families that we do have that reach out to us, you know, have established a decent amount of net worth, or maybe they're in a high net worth category. So the amount of money that they have, as I've just finished saying, now that we're going through a situation where you've had some maybe routines and maybe some liberties, if you will, of going around doing certain activities that have been taken away because of COVID, hopefully when those get reintroduced, what Mark Twain is basically is saying is the same thing, is time to utilize that money in a fashion that allows you to live the lifestyle that you want. You know, our motto here at Financial Dynamics is it's time to live your perfect day. Now, that definition is going to be different for everybody. But I ask people when we talk to them, what do they envision doing if they were in a situation where they are not necessarily unhappy, or maybe they are unhappy for that matter, but what can be done to improve upon the quality of your life, some goals that you want to establish? Now, for all of you listening, if you've listened to my radio show, if you've listened to my podcast, we've had both now for years, this is something that I'm telling you from a communication standpoint. If you're working with a financial planner that's focused on you, that is really the key value proposition. So if you have any concerns today, if you have a question, if you have something you want to talk to me about, I won't put you on the show. Just talk to me one-on-one, 804-777-9999. I would love to be able to assist that. Our company is growing pretty substantially. We moved into a brand new space over at the corner of 288 and Powhite Parkway about 2 years ago, and we've really taken off since then. And we're here to continue to grow and help. So again, feel free to call me at the phone number I just laid out, 804-777-9999. You can visit me on Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, moneytips.com. You can subscribe to the podcast. But anyway, I want people to realize that the goal here and the goal of having somebody that knows who you are when it comes to financial planning, that is going to be the central theme, I have a feeling, going through 2021 as people start realizing, hey, we need to get back to doing some things that we enjoy doing.
Once again, that number that Isaac Wright gave you is 804-777-9999. Isaac, I know you've been doing this for a very long time. You've been a financial and retirement professional, a chartered financial consultant, nearly two decades of helping families plan for their retirement years. And I know at the beginning of the year, it is important to maybe make a little reassessment of where you are and where you need to go. And certainly in those cases, a financial advisor who knows what he's doing is a good friend to have.
Well, and I think too, on top of that, Ron, for all of you, I think in addition to having somebody that has some good experience, maybe has a situation that our firm really does specifically focus on, what I call that transitional phase of where you've accumulated wealth, you're trying to figure out what that retirement picture will look like, or maybe even downsizing from your current work situation, because some people still like to enjoy work. I don't want to take that away. But I also want to say, when it comes to the planning process, the what that we do, if you will, many people sometimes still are confused about how that takes place. And I think it's good to come back to what we call our complete planning review process. That is literally our step-by-step process. It is on our company's website at Financial Dynamics, if you want to check that out. But I just want y'all to realize, I think sometimes verbally, it's good to kind of cover this. So Ron, I think, you know, stage one of our planning process is truly what we call our foundational income planning. It's hard to make a decision towards your investments, your lifestyle, or any type of future goals if you don't have a proper assessment of your current income, likely what that income is going to look like if you factor in Social Security, pensions, or other type of income streams. Maybe it's rental income, maybe you have trust income, maybe you do have investment income. And how does that look against your expenses? So a lot of times people, and I want people to realize this, a lot of times people don't necessarily live on a budget. And we have people that are with us today that still don't live on a budget. But they do have guidelines, and we do have a process that can help you get to the truth of what I would call the probability of what that looks like when you factor in your income expenses and if there's any shortfall or if there's any surplus and how that will affect your future goals. Now, let me stop right here. I can't say that really much more clearly than that. If you have a concern about your income, expenses, and goals, feel free, talk to me, 804-777-9999. Leave me a message. If you don't catch me, I'll call you this week. I'll make sure that basically what I'm saying is, at the beginning of this 2021 year, I'm seeing an overwhelming amount of people that we've spoken to in the last 30 days that are starting to really think more about the goals that they want to accomplish, not necessarily figuring out if Amazon or Apple stock is going to go up here for the next 30 days. So the big picture is this. That's what, number one, we want to help you accomplish.
804-777-9999 is your number to call. Once again, that is 804-777-9999. You can get in touch with Isaac right that way at Financial Dynamics and Associates, and you can have a conversation that won't cost you anything and won't obligate you to do anything beyond that. Once again, that number is 804-777-9999. You're listening to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright, chartered financial consultant, the president, in fact, of Financial Dynamics and Associates. Hope you're having a great day today in the Richmond area. Thank you very much for being with us. There's more coming up. Did you know there's a completely unique bi-weekly podcast called Right Money Tips? We cover topics like the types of risk you face in retirement and how to keep a good attitude and healthy mindset during your retirement years. New episodes posted on the first and third Wednesdays of every month. Subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast app or go to rightmoneytips.com to listen to the archive. That's right with a W in front, moneytips.com, to hear the Right Money Tips podcast. Learn the difference between being financially right and financially wrong. Keep listening to the Retire Right Show. You're listening to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright, chartered financial consultant and Financial Dynamics and Associates. Thanks for being with us today. You can go to rightmoneytips.com and get all kinds of good information. You can also subscribe to Isaac Wright's podcast there. That is rightmoneytips.com. And again, the number to call if you'd like to have a conversation with Isaac Wright about your situation. This is certainly a good time of the year to do that here at the beginning of 2021 to reassess and find out where you need to go and how you're going to get there. 804-777-9999. That is 804-777-9999. Please write down that number or put it in your phone, whatever you need to do to remember it. 804-777-9999. Well, Isaac, in our earlier segment, you talked about the first step of reassessing and getting started with your financial considerations. And let's talk about the second step in your process is called the Investment Sense Review. Explain that one to us, if you would.
Yeah, no, I think this should make good sense, common sense, if you will, for most people listening, is the fact that once you start having the established step one, which is the income and expenses that you're having a good understanding of, then you can make better decisions around your investments in terms of how aggressive you need to be or maybe how conservative you want to be related to the portfolio and how to be able to combine both of those aspects and where that money is going to be at when you need it. So that to me, for example, and I'll give a great example here. Some people today, even though it's not as commonplace, if you will, have a large pension potentially. Let's say they're a state employee and they have pensions, Social Security, and they're in a position where their income is about the same as it was when they were working, they may not be so dependent upon the investment income that's being generated from the portfolio, which means maybe they want to be more aggressive with that money, or maybe their mental, let's call it their, you know, the way that they grew up, or maybe the way that they mentally look at money, they want to still stay conservative. They don't want to have to deal with the fluctuations of the market day in and day out. Now, obviously, I think all of you would know that some people want a combination of both. And we really can help you develop a portfolio that takes that into not just income consideration, but future growth, appreciation, also taxation planning. And I think a lot of people right now, because we're obviously on the heels of having some changes probably in our tax code in the not too distant future, are going to want to have that reassessed. Now, how does that look for you? Well, let me ask you a question. If you're listening to me today, do you currently have an advisor, an investment manager, or you do it on your own, but you don't have a situation where you have that lined out? So if somebody's not providing you proactive advice around tax issues, proactive advice around rebalancing your portfolio, that's where value can be driven on the investment management side. Now, there's a lot more to financial planning than, like I said earlier, there's a lot more to financial planning than investment management, but it is a key component. So just keep that in mind. Our stage two in our three-step process is our investment sense review. We'll also uncover and educate you up about the fees and the charges that are built into your portfolio. And also, and I think this is important to say, the families that we serve, and if you're considering giving me a call and maybe learning more about our services, we will always be transparent about the fees and the charges that go along with your portfolio relative to the value proposition. And sometimes people are paying fees and they don't even understand what their value is. So that's where I'm going to tell you, if you have, again, Ron, you said it good, if this is the beginning of the year for you, time to reevaluate, coming out of COVID, hopefully, coming into a situation where you want to start having a little bit more money maybe to live versus being the richest person in the cemetery, this is where you want to reach out and talk to us. So again, 804-777-9999. I'm Isaac Wright. You can also visit WrightMoneyTips.com. You can listen to my podcast. You can subscribe. You can request time on my calendar. I just want to be here to help, because really for this year, for 2021, we have some very good goals about helping more families than ever before this year.
You definitely don't want to be the richest person in the cemetery. You want to live, that's for sure.
And that's absolutely
what all of this is all about. You're listening to the Retire Right Show with Isaac Wright. Again, the number to call is 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. Isaac Wright, of course, the president of Financial Dynamics and Associates. Isaac, you've talked about some of the steps you take when talking with folks and helping them get their affairs in order. How about the next step, which I know you call the estate preservation review? Explain that one to us, if you would.
Yeah, we kind of put this at the third and final stage of our planning process, because obviously people right now want to be in a place where they can understand their own specific goals and achieve some of their own specific ways of life. Now, once all of that is put into a proper context, then you need to think about the people that are around you. I always kind of put this around like if you go on an airplane and the airplane is up in the air 10, 20, 30,000 feet and it drops significantly in a short period of time, the oxygen mask comes down out of that cockpit or wherever you're sitting. And the first person you're supposed to put the oxygen mask on is who?
Yourself.
Yourself. And that's kind of what I'm telling you about our planning process is we want to make sure that the oxygen mask has been put over your mouth first. Once you are in a place that you have, quote unquote, your breath, then you can focus on delivering the impact to the people that you love. So, for example, if you know that if you have a death or disability and you are in a situation where there's going to be an income loss for your spouse or maybe you're taking care of kids or grandkids, that's where we start focusing on how to be able to develop a plan that may include insurance. It may include, again, maybe pulling withdrawals from the investments in tune with some of those goals. And then ultimately, when it goes out to your loved ones, and what I mean here is the finances that you've been able to grow over your lifetime, we want to make sure that the IRS is, again, no different than when you're alive, when you're dead, that they're not the largest beneficiary of your estate. So that may include some tax planning. That may include some estate planning documents, wills, trust, power of attorney, medical directives. We coordinate with many professionals right here in the Richmond and the Richmond metro area. But I think overall, that is a very, very, I would say, detailed look at kind of from a front-to-back perspective talking today, Ron, value that we drive and we focus on. We continue to check in with the families we serve. We have a proactive schedule, an agenda that I think goes over really well for people that want to have somebody that knows who they are when it comes to their retirement or to their finances. We're starting to skew, as a side note, just so all y'all know, I mean, we're starting to skew a lot of younger families, people coming in their late 40s, early 50s now, just because people want to get ahead of the game with their plan and maybe want to try to transition into a, quote, second phase of life a lot sooner than 65 or so. There's so many things that I feel that that I've said today that should help people understand how a financial planner that is a professional that's having your back will help you. I think some of the things you need to be aware of as we wrap up here, Ron.
Yeah.
And I thought about this, is maybe a couple of things that you can ask a planner. Now, I've had people talk to me that said, you know, they've gotten answers to this, and that sometimes worries me. But a couple of things that when you talk to somebody that really is being honest, what are some questions that an advisor really cannot answer? And I think probably the most obvious, even though sometimes I think you can have a probability analysis around this, is, of course, how long are you going to live? Now, you would probably feel, as an individual listening today, may have a better understanding of that than anybody else based on your family history, based on your medications you're on. And, you know, obviously what used to kill us 20, 30 years ago is an outpatient surgery today. So I would probably tell you, what we do here at our firm is we try to err on a very high-end probability of living longer than anticipated based on several factors that we can cover when we speak. Probably the other thing I see a lot of people ask a question around that nobody knows the answer to, but I swear to you, I think people think people would know this, is when is the next stock market crash going to happen? And you know what I come back with here, Ron?
Nobody knows the answer to that question.
Nobody knows what that answer is. In fact, nobody knew that the stock market over a period of 22 trading days in March of 2020, would drop over 30%. That is a faster decline than the Great Depression. Now, granted, here we are, you know, let's call it just under a year later. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the year end 2020, basically most stock indexes were up double digits. You can't time that. That's why I tell people you can't sit here and try to figure out a timing strategy to grow your money. You better have it allocated in a portfolio that's been built out based upon your risk tolerance, how much you're willing to absorb in a loss situation, how much you may need for income, what is your time horizon around that money, and properly allocated in that fashion. So let me just stop here, Ron. I think basically for all of you today, if what I've said makes sense, having a plan, having an understanding of your income first, your lifestyle expenses, from there building out an investment portfolio to help facilitate additional income or one-time expense goals, and developing an estate plan to make sure that that money goes out to your loved ones without the IRS being the largest beneficiary. I mean, I can make that 30-minute conversation happen, but basically, in a nutshell, that is what we have talked about today. For all of you today, if you have a concern about your financial plan, your retirement goals, feel free to call me, Isaac Wright, 804-777-9999 here at Financial Dynamics and Associates. You know, our radio program's been going on now for close to about almost eight and a half years. Want to make sure that y'all all understand that we're very committed to the community, and I want to make sure individually that you start having your questions answered related to what we've covered today. So again, feel free to call me, 804-777-9999. You can also visit Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, moneytips.com. You can subscribe to my podcast and download a recent report that we put out on the election and what the effect of taxes may be regarding that. So, Ron, I don't have anything more to add today. I really had this lined out in my mind. I think we covered a lot of that information.
Certainly.
Got it done inside of our 30-minute show today. And I think this will be a good kickoff point for many people to understand why we're a little bit different than other firms that are out there.
Well, the most important information I can give folks is the number again. Please write this down or put it in your phone, whatever you need to do to recall it. And remember that when you do reach out, there is no obligation and no cost whatsoever. So call this number, 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. As Isaac said, you can go to rightmoneytips.com. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can get a lot of information about Financial Dynamics and Associates there. But again, the most important information I have is call 804-777-9999, and you can have your own conversation with specifics as it relates to your lifestyle with Isaac Wright. 804-777-9999. Isaac, it's been a pleasure being with you today.
Sounds good, Ron. We'll talk soon, buddy.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Inc., JWCA. Financial Dynamics and Associates, Inc. and JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
The preceding program is sponsored by Financial Dynamics and Associates, which is solely responsible for its content.
Sad that the show is over? Want to hear more? Isaac also has a podcast where he covers topics related to finances and retirement planning. Check it out at rightmoneytips.com. That's rightmoneytips.com.
As you approach retirement, you might think you could put off making tough financial decisions, but you'd be wrong. You might think you could avoid market volatility, but again, you'd be wrong. And you might think you don't need a comprehensive financial planner to help you with your toughest financial decisions. Well, again, I'm sorry to say, you're wrong. It's time to get right with Isaac Wright of Financial Dynamics and Associates. For more than 18 years, Isaac has helped families and retirees make sound financial decisions. He's a firm believer in financial education and has built a reputation as a problem solver. Isaac wants to help you think right about your retirement. So come in for a visit with the team today. Call 804-777-9999. That's 804-777-9999. It's time to make the right choice. Call 804-777-9999. Call 804-777-9999.